Our study of the last few times that I have spoken on the subject wheat, and by way of establishing the scripture justification for what we're going to say, let us look again to our text in the book of Psalms. Psalm 27. Verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently. Just don't wait. Wait patiently. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Wait patiently. Don't fret. Chapter 40. Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth silently upon God. Verse 5. My soul, wait thou silently upon God. And may the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Wait. Not the tempo of this day as we have seen. And those of you that drive, I no longer drive a car. There's always this fellow that wants to go beyond the speed limit. He's in and out, and you know what I mean. He can't wait. But it's important that we wait. Now, God has blessed this small group in a remarkable way. Did you know that? The number of people in this assembly that can play that piano. These young ones. You'll hear them one day. That's a remarkable blessing. But you know, there's one thing about music that younger folks, they don't pay attention to. There are rests. The rest isn't as important as the note. And if you don't put the rest where it should be, you spoil the whole thing. The importance of resting. And now, to develop our subject, turn with me, please, to the book of Jonah. Did I say Jonah? I don't know why. I don't know why. 1 Samuel. And we want to derive some thoughts on the matter of waiting from a sister in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeoham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zeph, an Ephratite. Just 1 minute. Why does God put all these names in there? What are we supposed to learn from these names? We had a brother in New York. He said, you learn two things. If your name were there, you would want it read and pronounced correctly. Is that right? And it teaches you patience. going through these names and pronouncing them correctly teaches you patience. That's just an aside. Verse 2, he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. When the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Verse 6, and her adversary provoked her sorely. Have you never been provoked? Her adversary provoked her sorely, severely, to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her year by year. That's a lot of provocation, isn't it? A few days, a couple of weeks, that's not too bad. But this provocation was year after year, and you have to put up with this same aggravating, pestilent provocation? Terrible thing. What would you do? But what did Hannah do? Verse 10. She was provoked year after year. What did she do? She was in bitterness of soul, I can imagine, and prayed unto the Lord. That's the answer. Wait on the Lord. Provoked as she was, she waited on the Lord. And you know, there's an old southern saying, you can talk about me as much as you please, I'll talk about you on my knees. That'll do it. That'll give you the answer. And that's what she did. She prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And when you are provoked, beloved, take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, perhaps my experience is different from yours, but I've been provoked from the time I was in elementary school by students and by teachers. I had one teacher. Oh, I remember her. She couldn't tolerate me. Nothing that I did was right. And one day we were asked to write a composition on fire prevention. And all of a sudden she changed. She stopped provoking me. But provocation was not pleasant. Let's read on. Verse 11. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child. Why'd she ask for a man-child? Why didn't she say, Lord, give me a child? Why didn't she say, Lord, give me a girl child? Why did she ask for a man-child? Specificity in prayer. Now, I'm not going to answer this question. This is homework. When you go home, you find out why Hannah wanted a man-child. Oh, it makes a nice study. It'll thrill you as you find out why she wanted not a child, not a girl child, but a man-child. Specificity in prayer. Then she says, I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. There shall no razor come upon his head. I will dedicate this child to the Lord. And isn't it nice, from time to time, young ones are brought to the meeting and we dedicate them to the Lord. My father was a man of the book. He and my mother had 7 children. And he told me, as soon as I knew that you were conceived, I started to pray for you. I didn't wait for you to be born. All you had to do was be conceived, and I started to pray. And you know, it worked out. all seven were saved as children, not as old people. Dedicating the child to the Lord, how important. She continued praying, verse 12, before the Lord. Persistence in prayer. So often we ask the Lord for something, and we ask Him once. No. Persistence in prayer. Let's look at a few scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 19. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 19. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask a king. Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you His people. Moreover, don't look at me, look at the Bible, please. Moreover, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Continuous prayer. Persistent in prayer. Prayer after prayer after prayer. Luke chapter 11, please. Luke chapter 11. Verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, or in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. Now, note, please. But I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his, what? Persistence. And beloved, we need to persist in prayer. You just don't pray once, and if you don't get the answer, you stop. We persist in prayer. Because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Now, verses 9 and 10. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask, seek, knock. A-S-K, an acrostic. Isn't the Bible put together wonderfully? Do you know any book that can give you so much information and include such fine, delicate little, well, I call them treasures as the Bible? Ask, seek, knock. Persistence in prayer. Chapter 22. Verse 44, speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, he being in agony prayed more earnestly. Wasn't he earnest when he prayed the first time? Persistence in prayer. We must continue persistently in prayer. And you know, there's a little verse that I like. It's not in our hymn book. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Did you know that? You want to frighten the devil? Get on your knees. That takes care of him. He trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. And the Lord's soldiers fight best when they're on their knees. Read the armor in Ephesians chapter 6 and see what the Lord has to say, what the apostle has to say about prayer. Always pray. Don't give up prayer. There is a place of silent trusting where God Himself descends and fights for thee. Where is that place, you ask? O soul, it is the secret place of prayer. That's where you get the victory. Provocation, troubles, cares, problems. The secret place of prayer. This dear lady was being provoked. And I repeat it, year after year. Not day after day, well, a couple of weeks. Can you imagine that, somebody provoking year after year? And she, oh, I like how she responded. She waited. She waited patiently. And she waited silently. She took her case to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now there's another thing. Not only must we persist in prayer, but prayer must be in the will of God. You've heard the story of the little boy. He took his shower at night, brushed his teeth, put on his pajamas, said his prayers, and went to bed. And shortly thereafter, he called Daddy. The dad said, "What is it, son? Will you bring me a glass of water, please?" "No, son, you've had enough fluid for the evening." 5 minutes later, "Daddy, what is it, son? Will you bring me a glass of water?" "I told you that I will not bring you a glass of water, and if you ask me again, I'm going to come into your room and spank you." 5 minutes later, "Daddy, when you come into my room to spank me, will you bring a glass of water?" Now, that's persistent, isn't it? But it wasn't in the will of the Father. When we pray, not only must we be persistent, but we must be in the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 26. Wait. Wait patiently. Wait silently. Persist in prayer. But our prayers must be in the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. "He," the Lord Jesus Christ, "went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, 'O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, not as I will, but as thou will.'" Our prayers must be in the will of the Father. Verse 42. "He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, 'O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done.'" So often we ask for things, we pray for things, but why do we want them? Let's look at James chapter 4. Why do we want what we pray for? James chapter 4. Verse 3. "Ye ask and receive not." Why? "Because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." Why do I want what I want? I've told you before, even recently, about a group of doctors in New York City many years ago. The first one bought a yacht. His was 28 feet. The second one bought one, but his was 32 feet. And the next one bought one, and his was 40 feet. And the last one bought one who was 52. Well, what's the difference between 32 feet and 52 in a yacht? There isn't that much difference. Just the lust of the flesh. That's what I can do it better than you. I have a big, like children playing. My toy is bigger than yours. And so often we ask because we want to consume for our lust. What I want, what I feel, what I think I need. Our prayers are to be in the will of God. Acts chapter 18, please. Acts chapter 18, verse 21. Paul bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you if God will. And that should stamp all of our activities. Our behavior, our prayers, our conduct should be in the will of God. Not because I want it to compete with the fellow next door. Is it God's will for me? Prayer should be persistent, but it should be in the will of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians 4. Verse 19, I'm sorry. Paul again is praying. I will come to you shortly if the Lord will. Planning a vacation? Planning a trip around the world? If the Lord is willing. Oh, I want to buy a home. And I'd like a real big home. I was up in Canada there and I saw a man. No, I didn't see him. He had died already. But he had an elaborate home. And he didn't use running water for his showers. Do you know what he used? Perfume. Water didn't come out, perfume came out. Is that what you want? Is that the will of God? You've got to bathe with perfume. Ordinary water won't do. Oh, beloved. Our prayers must be in the will of God. John chapter 5. Now this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking in verse 30. The Creator of heaven and earth is speaking. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Isn't that nice? The will of God. And it's my conviction that very often God doesn't answer our prayers because the prayers are not in His will. We want things because we want them. We want things because the fellow next door has them. Oh, don't. Never feel that way. Let us pray to God in His will. Now let's see how it worked out with Hannah. Coming again to 1 Samuel. How did things work out with her? Verse 19. They rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. Elkanah knew Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass that the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare what? A girl? She bare a son. She bore what she asked for. But I'm not telling you. It's homework. Why did she want a son? It'll require a good bit of research, but it's fascinating research. Called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and abide there how long? Forever. What is our will and wish for our children? I know my wish and will for all of them that they be saved. And like my dad, I prayed for them when they were conceived. Tell you a little story. You see, I was saved at age 6. And when I prayed for the first child, the Lord knows what I was saying. I prayed for her salvation, but I was actually praying that she'd be saved at age 6. That, he knew what I was praying. Age 6 came, and then age 7, and she wasn't saved. You know that upset me? And I started praying different, Lord, save her now. And 2 weeks after she was 7, she came to me in the study and said, Daddy, I want to be saved. Not age 6. How old do you think the second one was when she was saved? 6? No, 5. Now. Now is the accepted time. And when we pray, we need to pray precisely and exactly. And there's another little hymn. It's not in our hymn book, but it's what Hannah did. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Cast your burden upon the Lord and leave it there. So often, you know, we pray for something and then we go ahead worrying about it. That's not the way. Just leave it. Leave it with the Lord. He'll take care of it. And he took care of it for Hannah. Let's read on a little further. Verse 23. Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until you have weaned him. Only the Lord established his word, so the woman abode and gave suck until he was weaned. Verse 24, when she had weaned him, she took him with her and 3 bullocks, 1 ephah of flour, a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. They slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, and she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed. The Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I have dedicated him unto the Lord as long as he lived. She waited on the Lord in spite of provocation. She waited patiently, and she waited silently. Now come with me, and I have another question for homework. This is especially for the sisters. You know more about this than the men. Chapter 2. Verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Now, verse 19. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year. I want to know, how does she know what size to make? He was there in the temple. She only saw him once a year, and she brought him a coat. How does she know what size he was? That's homework. That's specially for the sisters. And when you get the answer, come and tell me. Because I don't know how she knew what size he was. But there must have been some connection there. She must have been doing something that she knew what size to make that boy's coat every year. I didn't go overtime this time. I'm 10 minutes ahead. And I'm finished. Shall we sing together, please? Hymn number 433. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. And in the midst of the provocations of life, beloved, the troubles and the problems, get to that place of prayer. And for those of you that are young and are in school, I want to pass on a word to you. Whether you're homeschooling or public schooling or private schooling, keep the Lord before you. When you go home, I'm getting a lot of assignments today. When you go home, read Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and his three friends decided to honor God and wouldn't eat what the others were eating. They ate only what God told them to. And what do you think happened at the school end of the school year? They had examinations. And how do you think they came out in the exam? 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, you say to me, that was a long time ago. It wasn't that long ago. I can tell you of three people alive today. One in Washington, D.C., one in Detroit, and one in California, who were persecuted throughout their schooling, but greatly encouraged by my wife and me. And the one in California is the highest rated nurse in the state. The one in Detroit, she's also highly rated. And the other one, just here in D.C., spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, doing well. Honor God, and He will honor you. Number 433. This is where we can go. Near to the heart of God. Wait. Wait patiently and wait quietly. Beloved, God bless you. Shall we pray? Holy Father, we bow in Thy presence divine. We come through our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We come with worship, we come with joy, we come with singing, we come with deep appreciation for that which our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished. We give Thee thanks. We worship Thee, we praise, we honor and adore Thee. And now may we take the lessons that we have learned today with us. The lessons from King Hezekiah, the lessons from Hannah. May it be ours to wait patiently and quietly on the Lord. Grant Thy blessing now as we dismiss. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Beloved, enjoy your salvation.